Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, once again, another episode of The Menu. Welcome all. This is Brother B. And
Brother L, good evening all out there, Internet Radio Land.
Yeah, what up? What's going on? Hope everybody is all well. You know, good tonight. If you're not feeling well, you know, you'd definitely be in our prayers.
Yeah, because the wife is not feeling very well tonight, so. Feel better, baby.
What's wrong with her? She got a cold or something?
She got something. She definitely got something. I don't know what. I'm not trying to get it, but she got something. Something that I don't want to get.
Vitamin C, orange juice, huh?
Yeah, man. Vitamin C, smoothies, you know.
Smoothies. That's something.
Yeah, energy, man. You know, all natural. You know, fruits, vegetables. You know, juices, pulp down. Best way
yeah,
to
but
you know.
But what I've known of you for all of these years, like you always chug on like a gallon of orange juice.
Well, you know what? Once you hit a certain age, you find out that you might need a little bit of help. Okay.
Oh. Wait a minute. I'm glad we're recording because I ain't never heard you say nothing like that before.
Well, yeah, you heard it.
That's a first.
Yes, it is. Let it be known.
No doubt. So, yeah, today is the day where we conclude.
From last week's episode, basically, on being black in America.
Yeah,
tell us, Brother B, what are we going to be touching on tonight? Come on, break it down, man.
We're going to be touching on how, you know, all I could do is, like, really speak for myself and speak for us dudes in general. And it's like, yo, we got to do better, fellas. As black men, we got to do better. We already know that the odds are against us.
Stacked.
Why? Oh, big time. Like, we're born with the X. Like, being black and then being a black male, you're born with the X. And knowing that, why not try your damnedest to elevate and go against that? You know, that whole stereotype. That's the issue that I'm having, that I've been having, because a lot of us play right into it. And I don't understand why. Like, a lot of black men more comfortable playing dumb and being
ignorant,
dumb.
Foolish.
Yeah, instead of
buffoonery.
Exactly. You know, instead of rising to the occasion, educating themselves and challenging themselves and being something other than what other people expect or other people, you know, look at.
Expect. That goes a big way because certain things can be expected of us by other individuals. Like, they expect us to have attitudes, to lash out, to cuss and fuss. They expect us to not be able to use big words or just sit there like a lump on a log and expect handouts. But we know that we are more than that. We are above that, you know, as people in general. We should be and we need to be above that because it's what is expected. So we have to overcome those types of expectations.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard, too, when
you got...
When you got
the world down on your back.
Yeah,
we
but
understand
it's like
that.
The whole mentality has just like been ingrained. Like, I'm not making excuses.
Yes, it has been.
But, you know,
why don't we even... I like... It's been etched.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it. It has been etched because certain people just make it acceptable.
Hard. Oh, okay.
No, certain people make it acceptable, so that way the rest of us just look like, you know, oh well, you know, if they did it, then they'll do it too. Like, just because he robbed a store, that don't mean that when I walk in the store, you should be calling the police.
So, exactly, yes.
You know, but that's the whole thing. And if we don't do anything to try and change that, like, you know, walk around with pants hanging. And the thing is, if a lot of these cats know, because it's been put out there numerous times, if a lot of these cats know where this pants hanging off your ass thing is coming from, I wonder why do they continue to do it. Like, what are you trying to say? Like, you trying to say you...
They belong to somebody, I guess. That's what they want to, you know, that they belong to another man. Another man has taken possession of them. Another man has taken that bootay, so they are holding the pants down and showing what they're giving up. They're giving up their brownness, their bootay. So they hang the pants down to let everybody know their bootay belongs to another man. Not a woman, but a man. Yes. Okay? This is what that really means when you have your pants down. You have been taken possession of.
Hey, yo,
it's a prison thing.
You wouldn't believe what I saw the other day. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not against anybody with any type of disabilities. But I saw this dude, because he's a black man, who was walking with a cane with his pants hanging down. Now, wait a minute. He's walking like he has a disability, but yet his pants are hanging off his ass.
What are you
doing? You're already impaired and you're walking, but yet you're walking with pants hanging off your ass too.
Okay, to you, sir, you are off the radar. Okay, you are off the radar. A white person sees you and they look at you, you're off the radar. And
dude,
I don't mean in a good way. I mean in a bad way. I mean, I'm talking, you are like subhuman to them. Like, they're saying, look at that N. Yes, that's exactly what they're saying. Look at that N. And they want us to accept them. They want us to think of them as equal. I don't think so. Well, you know what? I can understand. I'm sorry to say, but I can understand that because I'm quite disgusted by it. We've hit on this and we've talked about it over the past couple of weeks and even before that. But when you young men and some of you older guys, you know who you are and you need to cut it out. You just need to stop. When you walk around with your pants hanging down, showing your dirty drawers, it sends bad signals. It sends nothing good but negative and bad. Maybe to your peers, it might send a, oh, he cool. But when you go beyond that, when you go into the realm of society, it's bad, okay? It's bad. Sorry. You know?
I mean...
And if you're a man in your 50s, the 40s, 30s, you need to stop that, like, when it started, unless
I don't understand, unless you've been taking
possession of, you know, that's, hey, whatever floats your boat.
That's my issue. Like, that's the ignorance. Like, how do you know what it's about, yet you still continue to do it? But then they'll turn around, like, I don't have nothing against, you know, anybody that's of an alternative lifestyle.
No,
they'll turn around and say,
yeah,
oh, I'm not gay. But how are you going to say that you don't, you know, take it in the cave and you turn it around and you wear your pants hanging out like that? You know what it means. Like, to me, that's not a style. Like, back in the days, what we did, we wore baggy pants?
Yeah, we wore baggy pants. But
they,
I mean,
were on our, they were on our ass. They were on
you
our...
You wasn't ass. Seeing our drawers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Like, where did it come from? Like, my thing is, we're worsening. We're getting worse.
Oh, by far. By far. We some of you youths and you older cats are trying to send us to hell in soaked alcohol drawers. need
I don't know.
You need to reevaluate and elevate yourselves.
Yeah, but
you
more
really,
so.
Really do. Do not get caught up in what's cool in the neighborhood. Because what's cool in the neighborhood is not cool in the general public's eye. I live in the neighborhood, but it still is not cool because it's atrocious. It really is.
But this is the thing, brother. You got a lot of followers.
And that's the problem. They're not being led in the right direction because what they're doing is they're following and they're emulating emulating what you see on TV, emulating, portraying, perpetrating what you see on TV. Like these little Weezys and T.I.s, we go, well, I seen the man with his pants hanging down too, so yeah, I'm mentioning his name too, damn it. And
yeah,
whoever else is holding their drawers down and showing it, yo, no, you got to come away from that. That is not a cool thing to do. It really isn't, you know.
Like, another thing that bothers me is the fact that we're, like, a lot of our black men will be quicker to educate themselves on the wrong thing, like crime, guns, you know, being a gigolo or whatever you want to call it. But yet, they don't educate themselves on their studies or how to become, you know,
successful.
More of a, yeah, successful. I mean, it depends on, you know, what you. Your determination of it is, but the whole, you know, your definition, I'm sorry. But the thing is, they're not focused. They're not focused on becoming something. They're just focused on becoming someone else. And it's like, when is this going to stop? When are we going to, like, rise above? Because, you know, it's starting to be a great divide. And it's becoming wider between us and our black women, us and our communities, and
yes.
our children.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
And outside of our communities. Because, I mean, look what's going on now. I mean, yo, the whole stop and frisk thing, yo, that's getting ridiculous.
Well, I mean, they shut it down. Like, they have stopped the stop and frisk. But in my opinion, stop and frisk was just a reason. It put like this. Remember probable cause?
Of course.
You couldn't really.
It's the same. Stop and frisk is the same thing as probable cause. It's just that they just gave more of a reason for stopping us. When I mean us, I mean blacks and Latinos in our own community. It was more of a reason, and it was just a go ahead to stop us.
Like, my thing is this. Any news reporter, whether it be in script or in visual, can say, oh, this is what's going on in their community. But you know what? None of these people live in our community.
A lot of
everybody
them don't live in our community.
Everybody want to say this and fabricate news. But the first thing they want to do, when somebody gets shot, they want to put it on front page. That's news. But what about when somebody's doing something good in the community?
Good. Yeah,
they never want to put that on.
No, it goes into the local community newspaper, but not into the daily news. That other paper that starts with a P.
Yeah, because you know what? Yeah, that little racist paper. But anyway, because they have to feed into the stereotype. They have to feed into these black men are savages. These black people are savages, and we got to keep showing images. And we got to keep showing the things that they do to themselves. So you should be scared when they come into your area, because if they do it to themselves, what makes you think they're going to do it to you? Listen, I am tired. I am tired of being, like, the reason for America's ills, just wrongdoings. Like, don't blame me.
Don't make us
for your screw-up.
Yeah,
don't blame me for your screw-up. Because at the end of the day, I don't give a damn what anybody says. I didn't get on a boat, go travel someplace else, because I was too damn lazy. to build the country, I said, you know, let me go get some, go find some people to do this because I don't feel like doing it. You went and robbed people from their homeland, separated them, killed them, tortured them, you enslaved them, but yet you're mad. You brought us here, and you're mad that we're still here.
We were brought here.
Now, my thing is this.
But we're here now. So guess what? And we're not going anywhere. So we're going to have to all get along. From no matter where you came from. You know, just accept and let's deal. You know, let's deal. Well, you know what? We're not going nowhere. Nobody's going anywhere. This is America. We're all staying here. Since that we're all here, let's all just get along and play the damn song.
No, we can't.
Okay.
No.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. It's just due to ignorance. That's all it is. It's just due to ignorance. Okay.
Listen. 80% of this population is ignorant.
I really wouldn't say 80%.
No,
you got a good number, but I wouldn't put it that high either. I mean,
bro,
I wouldn't say that. I mean, really, if it was 90%, I would not be living here in this country.
If it was
90%.
Bro, how many people come to this country and validate themselves by stepping on a black man?
Look, you know what? I can't.
Come on.
Look, I can't vouch for all those people, okay? Like I said before, I deal with people on an individual basis. That is how I truly deal with people.
Okay. And that's all good. Like I said, I deal with people on an individual basis
I just know who I am and what's going on. But I still deal with people on an individual basis.
Okay.
Because, you know, in all societies and in all, you know, creeds and religion and ethnicities, you're going to have people who you'll like and you'll not like. Whether you was white with them or black with them, you're gonna have some type of dislike towards somebody. So
yeah, all right. Cut the marshmallow BS.
I'm not
like
cutting.
You
know,
no.
True is what true is. I mean, you know,
come on, bro. You can't.
You know,
put a Band-Aid on it. You can't put a Band-Aid
on
it.
Who's putting a Band-Aid on anything?
Well. I'm not going to sit, listen.
You need medicine. That's what you need. Damn a Band-Aid. It's medicine. And the medicine is, hey.
Ain't taking it.
We ain't going nowhere. So we just all got to get along. You know, take the castor oil. We all here in this country, and we can make it greater or we can make it worse. And the only way how we're going to make it greater is by coming together as one nation. Not the high ups and the lower class. That doesn't cut it because one hand washes the other.
Nah.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, listen, I feel what you're saying, and it sounds beautiful, but in the real world, some people want their there's a certain percentage of people that want their hand washed.
Well, you know what? You're always going to have that.
And they're not going to return the favor.
You're always going to have that. You're always going to have greed. You're going to have the need and the greed.
It's more than greed, bro. It's more than greed.
You're absolutely right. It is more than greed. It's about power and absolute power because that's what a lot of people want. And they want, but you know what? We can't let them have that absolute power. Because if they do, and you know it's going to turn into, this is going back to World War II Germany, you know, where they're going to try to, try to start that whole, you know, well, we got to wipe out these people. We got to wipe out these people. Now we got to wipe out these people to where they just want one thing and one thing only. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to go there. So that's why we have to come together as a one nation.
You sound like a song.
Man, whatever I sound like.
I mean, yo,
It is what it is, man. You know?
It is what it is, but once again, why is it, why are we the problem? And I'm just going strictly, like, why are black men always the problem? After a while, it becomes very offensive to keep being stereotyped as the reason why America is going down the drain. It's knowing that there are all other types of people, Republicans, Democrats, politicians that are running this place into the goddamn ground. But yet the first thing they want to do is look at a black man and be like, you know, you're the problem. Maybe your attitude about us is the problem. Because like it's offensive and it's tiring. Because now not only is it like us against them, but now even our black women. It's like we like I said earlier, there's this divide and it's becoming wider.
There are, a lot of them are becoming, I would say, almost harder to talk to.
Yes.
It's like that they're looking for like a holy grail or something where you approach them and you say hello, good morning, and they put up their nose like you are the crap or like crap. Just talk to them.
Like they have adopted, like it's like.
And then yet, a lot of them wonder why they can't find a good man.
Because it seemed like a lot of them have adopted that stereotypical attitude about black men.
Maybe they have. Maybe they have their own issues. Maybe they've been approached by too many men, you know, saying things that shouldn't be said to women. Maybe we have to, as black men, we have to, you know, look at ourselves also on how black women are treated, because a lot of them are treated very wrongly. You know?
Of course, but
so,
the whole thing
I say it falls on both shoulders.
Brother, we don't even know how to treat ourselves.
You're right.
We don't even know how to treat ourselves.
We don't know how to, you're right. You know what? You are absolutely right, because when you run around with your pants hanging down, you're cussing all over the place. You're cussing in front of your moms. You're cussing in front of your grandmother. So when you get in front of a young lady that you like, what are you going to do?
Out there talking about, oh, I'm hustling. I got a rob cats to eat. Man, listen, there's so many. Listen, there are jobs out here. It may not be the job that you want, but there's jobs out here. There's legal ways to attain things. But you know what? Once again, it's the educating. So you'll educate yourself with a goddamn Scarface movie. Watch what he does, and then, like, oh, that's me. It's a goddamn movie. Don't take it serious. But
remember,
that's the problem. A lot
he
of
does
us,
die
a,
at
a
the
lot
end.
Of black men. Huh?
I said,
let's
remember,
get that part.
He does
let's
die
get
at
get
the
that
end.
Part. Let me get that part. And don't get me wrong, like, I got love for 50 Cent, but yo, that whole little get rich or die trying, dude, listen, I ain't dying to get rich. I'm just trying to live, bitch. Like that whole, to adopt that whole mentality of get rich or die trying. Why would you want to die trying to get rich, knowing that you can't even take it with you? What's the purpose? You know what I'm saying? Like, see, this is the conditioning that we've been subjected to by certain individuals that have been put in key positions, and I call them house niggas. That have been put in certain positions to be able to keep continuing the process of conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let Jay-Z continue to say this and everybody follows. Let 50 Cent or Lil Wayne continue to say this or drink a cough syrup and liquor and they'll follow. Or popping a pill, what they call it, Molly's, and somebody else will follow. Listen,
that is nothing but an appetite for destruction, people. That
well,
is nothing
well,
for appetite
and you know
destruction.
What? And a lot of these cats are hungry. A lot of these dudes,
and
a
that's
lot of
the
these
problem.
Dudes, our people, our generation, well, not our generation, but this generation, is hungry for that. they have a big appetite. They're all about destroying themselves because they don't even know what value in themselves is. They have no value to who they are whatsoever because nobody is introduced them to the word value. Nobody
or self-love.
Has introduced them to the... exactly. Big time. Self-love.
You have to know self-love because if you don't love yourself, you cannot love anybody or any other thing around you, even things that are close to you. When you touch it, it will destruct and it will become destroyed because you don't have enough love for yourself to love something else. So it will always become damaged. And from that, and why, you know, we have this downfall in our community, so to say, because we don't have enough love and self-respect for ourselves.
Yeah, self-respect, yeah, that's a big thing. That's a big thing, but like I said,
you might think you respect yourself, but you don't respect yourself because you really don't know what it is, because you keep disrespecting yourself. You think it's respect when it's disrespect. When you running around with your pants hanging down, when you running around, when you come into a store and you ask for something and you don't get it right away, you start popping off at the mouth talking about, I'm going to come back in this place and shoot this place up. That's disrespecting yourself. You're not being a big man by saying all those things.
You're right.
Harmful.
Prime example.
And it's detrimental to our community and us and yourself.
And you know what? You're right. It's funny you say that. I was in a store with my daughter today. And this dude, he came back in the store and was arguing with the shopkeeper about him charging him extra 10 cents or something. Dude, pay the damn 10 cents. Like, I put all my stuff down and I walked my daughter out the store because I didn't want my daughter to be around that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you really need to take a look at your goddamn self. You're actually arguing with this person about 10 cents.
Really?
Is it like, really, 10 cents? But see, the whole thing is, everybody wants to have that mentality like, oh, he's trying to play me.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody trying to play you. Man.
I ain't no chump. I ain't that.
Exactly. But see,
people
one of
make
the problems
mistakes.
With that. Yeah, but wait a minute. One of the problems is this, and it's not to attack anyone, but just look at it. From when we were coming up to now, years ago, we were able to stand outside in front of the store. Years ago, we were able to drink a beer without a cop harassing you. Nowadays, it's been like this order to where when you're in the projects or you're in the urban community, I want you to go in there and shake this shit up. Tell these cats they can't stand in front of the stores. Check them. If you find something, lock them up. Do this. I don't care. Give them misdemeanors. Give them summonses. Give them whatever you can. That's that Giuliani. Quality of life BS.
Yeah.
How could you come into my neighborhood and demean me? I live here. You're going to demean me and try to say, oh, well, I'm just upholding the law. I'm doing my job. You're doing your job by coming into my neighborhood telling me that I'm a criminal. You're doing your job by coming in my neighborhood telling me I ain't shit. You're doing your job by coming in my community in front of my women, in front of my kids, in front of my mother. Why? Because I'm smoking a little joint on drinking a beer. You want to lock me up? You want to tell me that I'm breaking the law? Meanwhile, you go back to your neighborhood and do whatever the hell you want to do. See, this is where a lot of this crap starts. It's not acceptable. It's not cool. You can't go around, like, that's one of the things that I have to say as black men, we really need to not only just check ourselves, but we need to check other people the right way.
Yeah.
You don't need to be like, yo, come on, pig, get out of here. Nah, that ain't the way to handle it. You need to expand your vocabulary. You need
exactly.
to, you know, let it be known, like, I know my rights. And, sir, I'm not doing anything. Because that's the thing that pisses them off the most. But a lot of them come in here with that mentality and with that attitude. A lot of them don't even know what a black man is in the first. They come from their little sheltered neighborhoods. And they watch a video and they think that's what black people do. Or they watch something on the news and they think that's what black people's all about.
True. Like,
but once again, you can't come into my neighborhood and tell me, you know what I'm saying, I'm nothing and you're something. Why? Because you got a badge. Why? Because you got a gun. That's why a lot of these cats have this attitude, because they're tired of feeling, you know what I'm saying, like nowhere is safe for them. They're tired of feeling like second or third class citizens. They're tired of it. You can't go around just, you know what I'm saying, on a daily basis when you get crapped on. And it's no excuse to do some of the things that these guys go out there and do, but, I mean, come on, man. I hate to say it, but some of these cats out there, some of these cops are getting the wrong people. Look at Sean Bell. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are innocent people.
Look what happened to that man that happened in Brownsville last week. With that father of eight died because the police barged into his apartment.
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, nah. You need to read the article, my brother.
They barged
over a stolen cell phone. So
wow.
This man died over a cell phone that was stolen. This man died because
he stole a cell phone.
Some kid in the building stole it, but they went to the wrong apartment. Woke up whatever kids was in the house there. He got so upset. The man was like 42, 43 years old and wound up dying.
But they shot him, or he had a heart attack?
No, they didn't shoot him because they barged into the apartment. He was so upset and frightened.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, that ain't going to make front page news.
Now, you see, now why are you barging in? What happened to just knocking on the door?
Well, remember Eleanor Bumpus? Remember all that? I mean, come on now. Because why should they have respect for us? Listen, they're coming in there with the first thing when they, I'm sure when some of them go out.
If
on
you
the
didn't
floor,
see somebody run into that, if you didn't see nobody commit the crime, and you didn't see nobody run into that apartment, you just can't go barging in there, man.
Bro, it's, listen, that's the whole thing. Why not? What civil liberties am I supposed to have and you supposed to have when it comes down to law enforcement? Because that's just what it is. Like, we're not...
The rights of the citizen, that's what you're supposed to have.
Listen, let me tell you something, bro. That mentality is done. You're guilty until proven innocent. And if I'm wrong...
Well, we know that's the real way. We know
that's
the real
way.
But you know what? I still try to hold on to the promise of America, you know. I still believe in that story, because you know what happens? If you stop believing in that, you're lost.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
So,
but
like
why can't they adopt?
Keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive. But you can't. It's sometimes it's like a false hope. Like, yo, like, look, just imagine the community after something like that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's very hostile still now to this day, especially for that family will never recover from that.
Listen, eight kids.
They will never recover from that. But you know what? But you know what happens now? That family will probably never again trust the police.
Of course not.
And see, that's another thing. We have to have trust. Police were put here for our protection. But it's like, for some of us, we need protection from the police.
Well, bro, it's not how it used to be. Like, remember back in the days in the projects, you had cops that knew your mom, knew
mama.
That's
true.
You had cops that actually gave a damn.
You did, because I remember when we was, it was me, Clive, Chris, and somebody, we was building a zip gun. We was building a zip gun, you know, 2x4, nails, paper clips, well, not paper clips, but the clothespin clips. And,
yeah.
The officer actually, white officer, actually came over and helped us. Came over and helped us.
It's totally different. The police of yesterday are gone. I mean, I'm sure there's still some sprinkles of them left, but it's a different climate, and we can thank our politicians or some of them for that attitude. Like, it, once again, the name has come up. We can thank Giuliani for that quality of life where give everybody a summons, lock everybody up, and you'll sort it out later. That's not right. That's not,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
It's not right, but, you know, I when it just comes to certain things that the police do, I just think it's wrong, you know.
It's bigger than the whole police thing. Because, like,
you're
said,
right, because it goes up the chain of command all the way up.
Well, no,
it's
bigger than that.
And beyond.
When you look at us, what power do we have?
We have a lot of power if we just come together.
Well, how can we come together? Once again, if we don't even know ourselves in the first, how can we come together?
That's the problem. If that's the problem, if you don't know, and this person don't know, and this person don't know, then how are you going to know? Because nobody's knowing what power that they have. Nobody knows. So right there, there's a division right there. There's a loss of power. When you don't know what power you have a loss of power.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. So a lot of black men out here are looking for the wrong type of power. They're mistaking power. They're mistaking glory for power. Listen, there's one thing I'll always say, and you can get mad at anyone else, but I got to respect it. A white person is always going to win first, look good second. Matter of fact, maybe third. But a black person always going to want to look good first and win later.
I hate to say it, but you're kind of hitting it right there, man. We want to look good first. We do.
And it's like, yo, what's so important about looking good?
We want to get the latest and the greatest. Our clothes. I mean, just look at our clothes. Our clothes. We wear some of the most expensive clothes out there.
Yeah.
The most expensive clothes, like some people, all they have is just name brand clothing. But
the expensive stuff that we wear is low end compared to what a lot of white people wear.
They
wear more high end stuff.
No,
like, come on, man. Some of them don't wear the stuff that we wear, man.
Let me tell you something. You might think you know where a lot of you white people are going to shop. I'm going to tell you where they're going. Walmart, Target, and Kmart to get their clothes.
Well, wait a minute. I'm talking about, like, the people with money. Because
no. Guess what? Guess what? They're going there too, brother. They're going there too. You think they not? You think they not? Man, please.
Well, I don't doubt. Listen, trust me, I don't doubt.
Please. You need, bro, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Why you think all these Targets and Kmart's and are popping up in these odd and areas out there with where they are at? Okay?
Cause.
You don't see Target is not popping up in the hood. Okay?
No,
Target is not popping up in Bed-Stuy. Target is Walmart, Kmart, they're not popping up, you know, in the hood like that. No. They're popping up in Valley Stream, Maple Grove, whoever, wherever, in these rural, outlanding areas. Okay? So,
yeah,
that's,
well, you mean, you
okay? So,
thinking more room.
Yeah, more
less
room.
Drama.
Yeah, well,
more room, less drama.
Well, guess who's going there? Like I said, guess who's going there? Guess who's going there? Okay.
Listen, do you really think? I don't even know.
Let me tell you something. When I go out there, I get out there, and I go to where most people, well, like a lot of people, will shop at, and I watch and I see, and I see what's going on.
I got you. But what I'm saying is this. These $200 and $300 pairs of jeans that some of us, whether they're knockoffs or whatever, that we go spend a shitload of money on.
Stupid.
Not me per se, but they spend a shitload of money on. Like, white people ain't buying that. Like I said, that's the lower
no.
end. Of thing. Listen to what I'm saying. There's a high end where you're buying jeans and sweaters for like, you know, a couple of hundred, maybe thousands of dollars. There's that high end stuff, like those little boutiques. There's high end stuff, but then there's the low end expensive stuff. And that stuff that you'll never see them in. Like, remember years ago with Timberland?
Yeah.
Black people was always buying Timberland. But Timberland so called for that statement.
He didn't want black people wearing his product.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because once black people started wearing it, all of a sudden it became like, I guess, like urbanized or niggified or whatever you want to call it. Because that's what they would sit back and call it. Basically, we take it and we ruin the look. Because we're not wearing it to the standards that they were made.
Truthfully, so, in all honesty, those boots sucked anyway.
Oh yeah, weather-wise, yeah, they were only good for styling anyway. But
they were only good
is,
and made for style. That was it. And truthfully, in all honesty, Mr. Timberland, I think that they were almost geared towards us and our style of wear and how because an average Caucasian person would not wear a Timberland boot. I don't think so.
Nowadays that's not what they rock anymore. It's not on them. That's not their thing. There's other stuff out there, like things that are, you know, of more substance, you know, stuff that really keep your feet warm.
Uggs.
You know, so, yeah, exactly. You know, like a lot of these things, like, come on, man. Listen, whether it's the Constitution or clothes, there's a lot of things that were made without us in mind. Period, point blank. There's a lot of things that were made without us in mind. And the sad part is, sometimes once we get our hand on things, we turn around and we ruin it.
Wow.
We turn around and we ruin it. Because it's like we get something and we don't know how to act.
That's just, wow. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that we ruin it.
Well, no, listen, but listen. No, wait a minute. Bro, for what I just said, what do you think is being said about us? See, you're taking it from the context of how I'm saying it. But this is what's being said about us. And knowing that, what should we do about it? Knowing that we're being insulted, categorized, stereotyped on a regular basis, we need to do something about that. Once again, like you said, elevate. We need to educate. We need to educate and elevate.
Need to elevate and educate. I mean, you know what? There's nothing wrong with rocking, you know, good stuff, you know, expensive stuff if you can afford it. But if you can't afford it and you can't spell it, and you really can't afford it, like yo, dog, I'm saying, though, I got this car payment due and I need to go buy something to eat. I need to borrow $2. That's not good when you have to borrow money to eat because your Jaguar is costing too much and you're living in the projects or you living at your man's and them house or your baby mama house and you ain't paying no bills, but you're talking about I got this car payment and you could barely make that.
Well, you know, they want to get over on the system.
That's ridiculous.
They want to try and beat the system.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You need to come down a level. You really need to come down a level. You know, that's when you should know you can't afford it. But a lot of people, of course, they don't know because financially miseducated.
Well, I don't think we're being educated in the first place about it. Like, cats are just looking at money as money. They're not looking at the habits of spending. They're not thinking about saving, credit. They're not giving those classes. They're not, mm-hmm. not going to try and make you hip to what's going on out there.
You know what?
And nine times out of ten, what they get was the one parent household. Mom got to work 3 jobs just to take care of X, Y, and Z. Like, you
True.
Would think after hearing all of this for all these years, that
we would
stuff still
that we would come out of that nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
But we still running in the same damn circle.
Exactly.
Still running in the same circle. It seems like.
And I wonder why. Because, you know what I mean, they want somebody else to sit there and say, oh, that's because that's what they want us to do. No, that's what you want to do. Don't blame it on anybody else, bro.
Or maybe because that's what all you know how to do.
Exactly.
You know, you haven't been taught how to come out of that, you know. Just like a lot of people think, you know, a house is, oh, I can't be bothered with a house. House too expensive. How do you know? How do you know? I mean, just try. A lot of people won't try. They just go off of what they hear other people say.
Because
you'll be amazed in what you can do if you just try. And you might not get it. And even if you don't get it the first time, try again. Find out what's wrong, why you didn't get what you didn't get, and then try again. A lot of times we just, you know, we fall into that complacency. Well, I try, you know what I mean? So you know what? I'm just gonna do me. I'm gonna go back to doing me. I'm gonna go back to doing what I know how to do. Okay.
Well, look for the
end. That's only going to last for so long. Yeah, that's only going to last for so long.
Well, that's the whole thing. You got cats out there that some of our people look for the handout, but they get mad when the hand gets smacked. Like, listen, don't get mad. Why would you get mad when the head gets smacked? Like, come on now. Like, are you serious? You're asking for somebody to just give you something for nothing. But you want to get mad when it doesn't go your way. You want to get mad when somebody tells you, oh, well, you're going to have to do X, Y, and Z just to get A, B, and C.
Yeah,
like,
that's,
I see it, bro.
I've seen that, too. That's,
like,
that's
yo,
crazy.
I've seen
that's crazy, and that's just a lot of laziness.
I've seen cats get real articulate when it comes down to, oh, well, no, my money, or this, that, and the third. They start using all types of words when they're trying to make sure they get that Social Security check, or they're trying to get that welfare check. They start, oh, man, some of them just, wow. Wow,
yeah.
Now you know how to speak. But then you got the other ones that just start cursing and, yeah, like I said, you don't see other people conduct themselves like that. So I don't know why we continue to do the same damn thing over and over again. And the same stereotypes are displayed right in front of us on TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Shucking and jucking, that's
like
what I call it.
But it's okay to do it because it makes them laugh. Makes other people, it makes everybody laugh. So it's like, yeah, you know, we're like the comic relief. Come on.
Seem to be.
That's why you can't get mad. In a lot of cases, you can't get mad when you're going into a job interview and you ain't got nothing to put on, no button up, no suit, no tie, nothing like you're going there looking like you just woke up.
Can't do that. When you go on a job interview, at least have on a sports jacket and some decent pants and some shoes.
Yeah,
with a
some of them are not being educated on these factors.
You're right.
They're not being educated. There's how many cats out there probably own a pair of shoes or own a pair of slacks or something like that. That's the whole thing. It's like you want us to be a part of society, but you don't want us to be integrated into a certain part. You don't want us to know certain things. You don't want us to conduct ourselves a certain way. And that's the thing where we have to start to do the opposite. We have to be what they and everyone else does not expect, whether it's white people, Asian people, Indian people, or our own black people, our own black women. We as black men have to flip the script. I bet you if I went on a Hot 97 or whatever radio station and said, yo, I'll give $1 million to this state where black men will do X, Y, and Z, yo, I bet you they'll do it. Why? Because there's a monetary incentive.
Yeah.
But if I say, well, do it for your kids, do it for your parent, do it for your mama, something like that, they'll be like, man, listen.
Oh, yeah. There's a million reasons why they can't do it then.
Exactly.
I already do for my kids.
Exactly. I just saw my kid for 2 minutes yesterday. I saw a picture of my kid last week. I'm good.
No.
But then a lot of them wonder why we get treated the way we get treated. Now, my thing is this. Even though we know that there are all different types of people within people, but you can't treat every black person the same. It's like you can't treat every white person the same.
Nope.
You can't treat every Indian person the same.
Nope.
You can't.
And I don't.
But for some reason, we always get treated the same in a lot of cases.
Mm.
We get treated the same.
It happens. You know, depending. Depending.
Depending on the situation.
But when I was in Willow Grove at this fire station there, you know, I was amongst a very, well, let's just say I was out of...
Colorful.
It wasn't...
Colorful array of individuals.
Yeah. I was only the second black person in there. You know? I'm not going to say that the place was racist. I'm not going to say that, but I know certain things was expected of me, or they expected me to say certain things, which when I showed them my vocabulary and just regular talking, some of them seemed a little astonished, almost like, wow, this guy's smart. Wow. You know, it just goes to, you have to set the boundary for yourself. Okay. Because once you put on yourself that you talk a certain way or you act a certain way, then they're going to treat you like that. But if you put a boundary on yourself where you say, I'm an educated person and I'm not taking no crap from nobody. It's just that if you treat me fair, I'm going to treat you fair. And if you, once you set that guideline without setting that guideline, you're good.
We don't do that. Yeah, because a lot of us don't have them standards.
But I'm going to say this. I'm not saying all of us do that, but some of us, we know how to cross into the general boundary.
Yeah.
We do, and we become accepted.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. We have to set. Do not set your boundaries in a low standard, because once you do that, that's how you're going to get treated. And that's with anybody. Once you put yourself at a certain standard, you're going to get treated as such.
Yeah, but check this. A lot of...
I'm going to tell you something. You know, there was a guy there, you know, I get, like I said, because of standards, you know, they thought of him, he's an RN. Now this is his fellow comrade saying this. Well, he's a RN, he's this and he's that. And I'm like, but I was just like, wow, you know what, these guys are funny. It's a certain line that you have to ride, basically. It's a certain line. It's a certain line. Once you can ride that certain line, no matter what color you are, if you can ride a certain line, you become neutral. I kid you not, you become neutral. But it's a certain line that you have to fall into. It's a certain line. Even at my job, I noticed, this one gentleman, I'm not going to say his name, but I even invited him to my wedding. And one night, you know, I got upset at somebody. And he came to me and he said, Spriggs, I'm really surprised at you. You know, the words that came out of your mouth, you sound like one of those other guys. And I was like, wow. Look at that. I said, look at that. I said, look at that.
Yeah, but, okay, you can say look at that, but then you got to look at this. Who is he to say that, oh, you sound like one of those other guys? Who is he to say something like that?
Well,
you
that's
know what I'm saying?
What,
like,
was,
what do you,
well,
what
see,
do you
that,
like, what do you mean?
That's what I'm getting at. Okay. That's what I'm getting at.
But basically what he's saying is, oh, I'm not allowed to curse. Yeah, I mean, you're not allowed to curse. You're not allowed to express yourself.
It was in what I was saying and how I was saying it.
Okay, so everybody has,
you know,
what makes
of course, different. Absolutely. Absolutely,
everybody,
and that's why I said, wow, look at that. Look at this. Look at that. So I just had to, I had to tell him. I said, look here. I said, what I do and how I do it is how I do things. I said, I don't sugarcoat nothing. I said, I'm not going to bite my tongue for nobody. I said, when you're wrong, you're wrong. And when you come out your face, I'm going to tell you about yourself. Whether you like it or not. Now, I told him, I said, what you heard, you might not find acceptable. I said, but you know what? I'm pretty sure you have said things that I wouldn't find acceptable.
Exactly.
He said, well, you know what? This is true. I said, hey, yeah, I know. So who are you
so
to judge me now? Exactly. I said, you know what? I said, let's just end this right now. I said, because nobody's a saint in this place. I said, we both know that.
Sin, cast the first stone. And once again, that's the double standard that a lot of black men, black people deal with on an everyday basis. Double standard. What's good for us is not good for you. And what's good for you may not be good for us. What I do is not something that you should do. So it's okay for me to, you know, it's all right for, you know, for, and I have to say, and I'm going to put it the best way I know how right now. It's okay for George Zimmerman to walk freely or, you know, but before the Trayvon thing. It's okay for him to do what he does, walk freely, do whatever he want to do. He can walk around with a hoodie on all day long. You know what I mean? White people I see with a hoodie on, Indian, Asian people, other people with hoodies on.
But
let a Trayvon Martin walk through somebody's area at a certain time with a hoodie on. Then all of a sudden, oh, he's looking suspicious. Wow.
That's a scapegoat.
So wait a minute, a black man in a hoodie looks more suspicious than a white person in a hoodie? Or an Indian person or an Asian person in a hoodie?
Look, I see anybody with a damn hoodie on, you know, I'm going to be like, okay, it's this type of temperature why I got a hoodie on. It's not a black thing. It's not, it's just a, what is he, is this person really trying to hide?
But bro, when we were younger, we used to wear hoodies, and we wore hoodies for what? It was just fashion. It just was what it was. Just because, you know what I'm saying, like, you got movie stars that wear hoodies because they just don't want to be seen.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, it's a hooded sweatshirt is a hooded sweatshirt. Like, all of a sudden, now it's an issue for black. It's actually been an issue. Because we got harassed a few times, you know what I'm saying, coming up, have a hoodies on. Oh, they want to see your face. Like, dude, I'm not hiding.
No.
It
was after a while the starter jackets. Remember that?
You
wore a certain starter jacket meant that you was in the gang.
Oh yeah, but and you know what? This is the dumbest thing. So, just because he's wearing a certain jacket, he may be gang affiliated, but me, somebody like me that don't know anything about that or really don't care or subscribe to it, I'm all of a sudden categorized as a gang member. Why? Because I'm wearing something that you feel is some type of signal for being in the gang. So all of a sudden I'm in the gang just because I'm wearing a jacket? See, this is ignorance. This is ignorant.
Yeah.
It's ignorant.
Of course.
And that's
just
the problem.
Like, just like they say, you know, like here, like, you know, wearing a certain color, red or blue. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even, if I want to wear a blue shirt, I'm going to wear a freaking blue shirt. If I want to wear a red shirt, I'm going to freaking wear a red shirt. I don't give a damn about no gang thing.
Exactly. But, let's society or the ignorant in the society tell it, you know, you're a gang member because you got this one. Or why'd you wear that color?
Because I felt like it. It was the only clean.
Well,
it was the only clean thing
enough.
I had in my closet.
Well, that's not good enough, man.
Red's
that's
my favorite
enough.
Color. Blue's my
that's
favorite
not,
color.
And you know what?
You know what? You see, that right there is so... See, this part right here is so below me. It's not even worth talking about, really, because I feel that like that's I'm a grown ass damn man. If so, I want to wear a gosh damn red shirt, I'ma wear it.
But
if I
want to
wear a blue one, I'ma wear it. If I want to wear a hoodie that's red, I'ma wear it.
But wait a minute,
I'm a grown man.
Do you get it? You're the grown man. You're the grown man that's turning around and being treated a certain way just because of the next individual's attitude or ideals on what a black person's supposed to do or how he should treat a black person. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. That's what this is, you know what I'm saying? It's sad, but, I mean, come on. So you're a grown-ass man with a red hoodie on, and I'm a cop, and I'm a white cop. I'm just saying, I'm just hypothetically a white cop, and I feel like giving you the business.
You go ahead.
You down with a gang? You down with this? You down with that? But this is what it is.
I understand that. I hear you. I understand that. But you know what? That's what you just have to show them. You literally have to show them. And it's the way how you speak to let them know, hey, dummy, foolie, one track mind, open
dude,
up your mind.
That can get you in trouble, too. Bro, that can get you in trouble, too.
I'm not
They're
saying
not
that you say that to them, but it's
no, I know.
It's all in
bro,
how you talk.
Bro, come on now. Listen, ain't nothing worse than one of the worst things, probably more than a gun, is an educated black man.
Well, you know what? Sorry, but I might not be the most educated, but I do have an education.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, that's the thing. We're not expected to. That's why we have to change how we're...
You know what? I wouldn't say that we're not expected to, because I believe that we are expected to up to some level. I mean, it's just that we, as individuals, as young black men, have to bring ourselves up to an expected level. That's the problem. Too many of us are below the line to get that respect that we're supposed to have.
Well, there's some of them, they enjoy being below the line. That's the whole thing, because it's easier. It's easier to do nothing than to actually be proactive and do something. It's easier to get that hand out instead of getting up, going to work. Like, you know what interests me? Like, you ever been up?
Well, you know what?
Morning?
They're never gonna get anywhere like that.
You're
gonna stay in that same neighborhood. They ain't never gonna leave the city limits.
They don't care.
Ain't gonna know nothing.
They don't care. What I find so interesting is how you get up early in the morning. Like sometimes, since I work overnight, I'm on my way home, and I'll see cats. I'll roll through a certain area and see cats outside early in the morning, standing in front of the store. Standing outside, and I'm like, yo, are you serious?
What are you doing? Why are you outside
now,
3 o'clock
I'm
in the morning?
Yeah, I'm not knocking your hustle, but yo, if you can get up and do that, then you can actually get up for work.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's hard. Standing outside in front of a store where there's nobody else at, that's kind of hard to do.
And it's not your store? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That's hard to do.
But they make it. They make it easy because that's what they do. And it's easier to do that than, like I said, to do something. And that's the problem. One thing that bothers me about our people is, like, when something happens, and I will bring it up, the Trayvon Martin issue, and a lot of people just, things just got real quiet. But, you know, other people sit back and say, yeah, they may get mad for a couple of weeks or a month, but then they'll forget about it, go back to their lives. We'll put some new sneakers out. We'll put a new car out. You know, we'll put some new music out, and then they'll turn around. They'll turn around and they'll get distracted. They'll get distracted, and they'll follow something else. We don't harbor the anger and carry the torch for too long. We'll just sit in the corner and groan about it or have a little flare up every now and again, but nah.
No, we spin around in circles and bite ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we do. And the whole thing is, you can't sit there and be mad at anybody else but yourself. You can't sit there and be mad because, you know, you left your girlfriend and your kid and for the next chick, and when your baby mama take you for child support or don't want you to see your kid, you can't be mad. This is something that you started.
Especially if you haven't seen your kid anyway.
Some of these black women, they can't be mad when they're not living up to certain standards or conducting themselves as prizes. And then you turn around and you can't find a good man. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. And you have a kid, and dude's like, hey, that ain't my thing. But you think you're going to have a kid to keep the dude, and the dude walk away anyway. You can't get mad.
Yeah, ladies.
That's on you.
Ladies, I have to tell you, you are not going to keep no man by having a child by him.
No.
If anything, that's probably one of the quickest ways to get rid of a man.
In some cases, yes. Not going to keep a dude like that.
You can't keep a dude by getting pregnant by him. You can't keep a dude by forcing him to marry you.
It's like on the real. Some of these dudes out here can't even take care of their goddamn selves.
Sure can.
How you gonna sit there and try to build a life with somebody who ain't trying to build a life for themselves?
A life with you. Or with you, yeah.
Come on now. Oh, he'll change.
Oh, God, ladies.
Oh, no, stop it.
You cannot change a man.
Change the drawers, change the time on the clock. But don't try to change no two.
You can't change a man. You cannot change a man. So, ladies, stop trying to be Captain Saberho. You can't do it.
Nope.
It's a no. You cannot save a man.
Like nowadays, these dudes are looking for mommies. Looking for mothers to take care of them.
I don't know what the hell they're looking for.
I don't know, but it's just like they're living at another childhood.
You know, I really don't know.
I don't know either. And the sad part is, it's like, sometimes you want to care, but then you don't. It's like, how could I care about you if you don't even care about yourself?
And a lot of these dudes are telling women that, girl, you know I love you. You know you don't, because you don't even love yourself. And these women are falling for it. Well, he said he loved me. Oh, you dumb broad. You poor thing. I'm not going to call you a poor, dumb broad, but you poor thing.
Well, I mean, real talk, that's what a lot of these dudes be saying out their mouth.
Poor thing. You emotional creature, you. You have no idea.
Like I said, man, that's why it just gets to a point where, you know, you can talk about it, you can try. It's just going to be what it is.
You know.
We don't support ourselves. We don't support ourselves. We don't support each other. But yet, we want somebody to support us, but we don't want to support the next person.
Ladies,
I understand.
You know, A lot of times these ladies, you know, you gotta take some time before you start getting with these dudes who just, you know, just giving up the booty so quick. Like, really? At least give a week.
Nah, it's
well, not 2 days.
That's the thing. But nah, you know, it's not even, sometimes it's not even the physical thing. It's all in the mind. Because, you know, hey, there's a lot of people out there that want to get their yikes on.
I mean,
The thing is, you can't take it serious. You can't take it serious.
But that's what I'm talking about. You know, a lot of these ladies, they, you know, looking for that serious relationship, but they're giving it up like free lunch. You got to have a little bit of restraint and respect for yourself. Yeah, you might say, what is he talking about? I have respect for myself. Not a lot. Not when you're giving it up to everybody.
The same thing with dudes. There's some dudes out here will lay down with anything.
Yeah.
You got dudes laying down with other dudes, sitting there and laying down with women talking about, I ain't gay. I ain't, just like I said, I ain't got nothing against anybody.
You know what? That's another story that we're going to have to get into, brother. That's another story we're going to have to get into.
Listen, I've heard stories.
I know, that's not fair.
That's not fair to a lot of women out there who think they got one thing.
It is detrimental to them, if anything. You're putting them in harm's way by doing that. You really putting them in harm's way by doing that.
Like, if a chick go to the store and buy sausage, she don't want to come home, open up the box, and just chop me.
Exactly.
It's like, yo, what happened? Like, what happened? I thought I bought some sausage. Like I said, man, all we doing is running around deceiving ourselves. Deceiving ourselves, lying, cheating, thinking we getting over, thinking we getting ahead, but we ain't getting nowhere. Like, we just getting further and further away from where we need to be.
Running in circles.
Of course. That's what we do, run in circles.
Got to get off the circle train.
We're going to take responsibility for our kids. So the system steps in. And the system tells you X, Y, and Z. Once you let the system in your home or the system in your relationship, it's a wrap.
Yeah, and ain't nothing like. I think the system loves being in on people's private lives now.
Of course, because it's about control. So when she said, "Oh, I'm gonna take your ass child support," and you're like, "Wait a minute, hold on, I'm giving you money. I want more. I want this. I want that." Well, yo, I ain't got that. Or we gonna see what child support say, and you know these people. These judges, they don't care. They don't care if you sitting in the corner eating soup. They don't care if you can't pay your rent. They don't care.
Bro.
But the sad part is...
Tell it.
We're doing that to each other. We're doing this to each other, and the only thing that's hurting is the children. It's hurting the kid. But we're doing this to each other.
Financially. It's us, because...
Well, listen. Yeah, financially, economically, we're destroying each other, because, yo... As many times I've been in family court, I don't see a whole bunch of white people up in there. I don't see it. Listen, all of it's sad. It's just sad. Blacks and Latinos. It's a very low percentage when you see anybody else up in family court. Especially on the floor where they doing child support errands. Very rare.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we always up in there on that? Well, why? Why us?
Because that's the only one way that women, I hate to say it, that women know how to get money. I hate to say it.
You got mothers that need the money and that could use the money and don't get it. But then you got these heifers that come in there lying and they turn around and give it to them. Like I said, we're only doing this to us. Because like I said, I don't see no other people, a very small percentage of other ethnicities in family court on some child support. If anything, you see them there on custody with child support. Nah, I don't really see them on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we always have these issues.
It's a money thing a lot of times with us. Women, it's money. A lot of times it's money. It's not about spending time with the child. It's money.
Yes, it is.
They told, well, my child need this, my child need that. Yeah, but how much is that money really going to that child? How much are you asking for? Does that child really need all of that? Really? Really? Come on, man. Like, I'm not even in that circle, but I could see over the horizon. I could see over the horizon. What you asking is a hell no.
Yes, sir, man. Some of us really don't see it for what it is. And they'll keep putting up blinders in front of us. So we'll keep going for it.
Because we keep walking around with our eyes wide shut.
Exactly. You see everything else that we're supposed to see. Oh, there ain't no good men out there. There's good men out there. But they don't walk around with their pants hanging off their ass. They may not have much time for you because they're actually going to work trying to do something instead of standing on the corner talking to the others, drinking beers, or doing whatever. But keep it moving. Oh, they ain't know all these chicks and hoes and all this and that. No, you just chose to go find yourself one because you wanted a quick fix, and the quick fix turned into a long-term problem. That's your business.
Yeah. Can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Nope, they can't.
You're going to have trouble.
That's all I'm like, yo. We ask for it and we get it. That's what we ask for it and we get it.
I said elevate people. We have to.
Yeah, man. But on that note, brother, I think it's time to wrap it up, man. Cause
Roger
it's
that.
Sad to say. It's sad to say that. Sometimes I don't feel like people really listen or even care in the first place, man. And we'll talk about our condition. We'll talk about our situation. But you know what? It just falls on deaf ears, man. And I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna make the pessimistic remark. I'm going to come across that, yo, come on, B, you ain't got to say it like that. Nah, I am going to say it like that. Because, you know what, you try, as much as you try to have faith in your people and want to believe in your people, show me something. Show me a slice of bread and I'll give you a bakery. You know what I'm saying? But Kaz don't even want to give you crumbs from the bag.
Well,
but they're
going to
want
what?
That bakery. But they're going to want that bakery, though.
You know what, though? I mean, for all the idioticies that we do, you know, I must say, we can, when we do put our mind at things, we can do some amazing things.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Really amazing.
But when we put our mind towards stupid shit,
we are on the most extremes of it, you know. I mean, we could be, you know, in the super top echelon to the bottom of the barrel. We cover the whole mass of what makes America, America. We truly do. We do, man. We do. But on that note, I'm going to leave it as people, just think about what you're doing and think about your actions. That's all I ask you to do is just think.
Like Mike said, look at that person in the mirror. Look at that person in the mirror and try to make that change. Because the whole thing is that you may want change, but change ain't going to happen unless you implement it, unless it's something that you want to do. Don't wait for somebody to change it for you.
Yeah, and if you know somebody that's doing positive and you see somebody that's doing positive and you want to be, like, somewhat like them or, you know, you admire them, let them know. Ask them how they got there. Ask them. You'll be surprised on what they might tell you. You'll be surprised. Yeah. They might pull you on board. So, you know, come on, people. Let's stop all the hate and let's, you know, try to participate. All right?
Sure.
Until next week, people.
All right, look out.
Love, peace.
Everybody be well. Be safe. God bless. And that's another one in the can. The menu. Easy, brother. Mahalo.
Yes, sir.
Good night.
Good night, all. And thank you for listening.